Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? I must be a universal person in that world. Isn't he Jesus my Lord wonderful? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I praise God that He is a wonderful God.
Praise God.
I praise God that He found me dying in my sins and He rescued me. And this morning I stand here not because I am worthy, not because I was good, but because Jesus sought me.
Yes.
And He bought me with His precious blood. And I am blessed. Truly blessed and honored,
yes,
to be serving such a God.
Yes, praise God.
There are a lot of people who serve a lot of God that is not God.
Yes.
But I am glad I serve the God who caused the sun to shine. He bring the night. He settled everything in the oceans.
Yes.
And He did everything for us. That's the God I serve.
Praise God.
If it was not that God, I would not be standing here this morning.
Bless God.
I really, really give God thanks that He sought me.
Amen.
Brethren, the God we serve is not the fiction of man's imagination.
No.
He is the one who said, let there be
light. Yes.
And before everything else, He exists before everything.
Bless God.
And He came to earth and put earth up separate from all the other galaxies.
Yes.
And He made the earth. And after He looked at it, He said it was good. And He said, now let us,
yes,
make man.
Yes.
In our likeness,
yes,
and in our image.
Yes.
You don't know who you really are until the immortal life comes into the mortal body.
Yes. Yes.
So what you want to say about Brother G, I don't care. Yes. All I do, I'm working for Jesus.
Yes.
I am living for Jesus.
Yes.
And one of these days,
yes,
I'm going to see Him.
Yes.
And the Bible says, when I see Him,
yes,
I shall be like Him. I don't know everybody wants to be like that person and
yes,
that person. I just want to be just like Jesus.
Yes.
Because He saved me.
Praise
and I'm
Lord.
Blessed to be here. I'm very honored to be here this morning,
yes,
to dedicate this room. We didn't put any ribbon outside because we didn't manage well. We didn't build it.
Yes.
We only acquired it. And so we acquire it because God provided for us.
Yes,
it may seem small, but it is better than nowhere.
Yes, sure.
Amen?
Amen?
And so people use it for different purposes and stuff like that. But we are here to dedicate this room,
yes,
for God.
Yes.
And when we are not using it,
yes,
and others who come in to use it, we'll recognize that this place has a different,
yes, yes,
the,
yes,
atmosphere,
yes, yes,
is different.
Yes.
Why? Because God's people occupy.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And so we give God thanks for providing this place of worship. And I believe that before long, we will have room.
Yes.
And by the time we don't have room,
yes,
the Lord will provide another place,
yes,
for us.
Yes.
Probably our home. Amen? So we work hard to that. Because believe me, brethren, all we can carry with us,
yes,
is what we have done for the Lord.
Yes.
And what the Lord uses us to do.
Yes.
That is the key part.
Yes.
It's not so much what I can do for the Lord, but it's what the Lord will use me to do. Amen?
Amen.
And so I thank God for His wonderful blessing. I would like to read from 1 Kings chapter 8. I think it's not a long verse. I think it's from verse 26. Verse 26. to 30. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, your goodness. Mercy is your Father.
Even as long as that.
All right, let us read from verse 24. Let's read from verse 24. Let us stand up and read the word. Let's read from verse 24. You have kept what you promised. Your servant David, my father, you have both spoke with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Let us read alternately. You read the other verse.
Therefore, thou Lord God is here. Indeed, we have served David, my father, our promise, saying, this has happened to David in the hand of my staff, the wisdom of the Lord of Israel. So I have children to say, be on their way, and I walk on the Lord.
And now I pray, O God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant David, my father.
For the God of Israel has spoken, behold, the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, or much less this house that has had here.
Yet with regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today. Verse 30, and may you hear the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place here in heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. Let us read verse 31 together. When anyone sins against his neighbor and his word take an oath and come and take an oath before you alter this day, let's go to 22, then hear in heaven and act and judge your servants, condemning the wicked, bringing his way on his head, and justify righteousness by giving him according to his righteousness. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord's servant Solomon, who inherited the kingdom of God through his father David, built or finished that tabernacle that David, his father, promised to build for the Lord. And we know the story well. God said to David to make and tell my servant David that he can't build me a house because his hands is filled with blood.
Yes.
But I will use his son to finish the work.
Yes.
So David get all the blueprints, get all the materials, and he gathered them up. And when it comes to the time, Solomon built that temple for the Lord.
Yes.
It was one of the most extravagant buildings. The offerings were extravagant on that day when they sacrificed to that place of the Lord.
Yes.
Brethren, anything that we dedicate to the Lord, it was already His.
Yes. Yes.
It's already His.
Yes, sir.
And I firmly believe that not only when we dedicate our lives to the Lord, but whatever we have, whatever positions we have, with a house, car, whatever it is, and we take it to the Lord and we dedicate it to God, you are saying, God, I'm giving you the responsibilities to deal with matters that come in this place. If you don't commit it to God, a lot of times we take God for granted, and we have things to say, well, the Lord knows. Yes, he knows. But have you gone to him and asked him to intervene or to do what you ask him to do? Don't take it for granted. He knows what to do. But God does not impose a no man's will. Even though we try to pray for his glory, but if you don't dedicate it to him and ask him to be here, he will stand at the door and he will look east. That's the God we serve. He's not imposing on no man's will. You have to take the situation to him and say, Lord, I don't know what to do, so I'm asking you to help me. A lot of times we suffer. There's a lot of stuff. And he said, this is too small to take to the Lord. This is, I don't think that we want him. No, he's our Father.
Yes.
And when you get out of line, you are messing with his reputation. So when you dedicate your life or dedicate anything to God, he is going to see to it that things run so you can be blessed and he can be glorified.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So we come this morning to dedicate this room to the Lord, that anybody come through this door must know that Jesus Christ lives here.
Amen.
Because we are asking him this morning to take this place over.
Yes.
I don't know all the activities that performed here in the past.
Yes.
But now we come in here, we are making a difference.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So Solomon didn't make the mistake. He went to the Lord and he asked the Lord. So when the prayer is made from here, wherever the people are, when you pray to God in this place, it is answered. It will be answered.
Yes.
If you come in here and you talk to God, it will be answered. God honors those who honor him.
Amen.
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 And so we come this morning to dedicate this room so that it can be a house of God at all times.
Amen.
It doesn't matter who comes through here now. A different atmosphere is going to happen in this room.
Bless God.
I believe that with all my heart.
Bless the Lord.
I felt the presence of the Lord when I was
out. Bless the Lord.
And so we're going to ask him now to solidify and take charge of this room, that when people come in here, they will know that God is in this
room. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what Solomon, also in 2 Chronicles 7, Solomon was praying again for the same temple, asking God, and said, Lord, if you shut up heaven, if you shut up heaven, and there is no rain, and pestilence, and things that we can't do, Lord, but Lord, when we come in this house and we make the prayers to you, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from them and I will heal the land.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if things are going bad, come right here and you start to pray, God will make a difference.
Amen.
And brethren, we are in a big community, vast community, and we have it only for Sundays. But wherever we are, we can organize prayer meetings and ask God to impact this community, because we come here. We want to make a difference in this community. Will you stand with us as we dedicate this place? Hallelujah. We're going to announce the voice, the entrance.
Thanks.
And we're going to pray. Ask the deep, just anoint the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Did not my sin of the Lord said,
yes.
Put the blood upon the lintel.
Yes, and then do to me.
When the healing comes.
Yes.
It makes a difference.
When I see that Lord, I
bless you. That speaks in the holy power of God. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Let's go our heads. Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we come to you this day because you knew we were coming long before we accomplished this rule. You knew we would be coming this morning. We thank you for your presence here already.
Yes, yes.
We thank you for providing this rule.
Yes.
Though it may seem small, but it is called your house.
Yes.
And today, Father, as your children, we come here to worship you.
Hallelujah.
We don't know the activities that have taken place in the past within this room.
Yes.
And so, Father, you know. We don't.
Yes.
And so we are asking you now, as we have anointed from the room, from the door,
yes,
to this room,
yes,
we pray your precious blood,
yes,
will prevail in, yes, this room.
Yes, Lord.
No weapon formed, yes, against, Lord, this place anymore,
yes,
will prosper.
Yes.
Father God, we dedicate this room, not only the room, but the entire building.
Yes.
We pray, God, that when we come here, you will be here before us.
Yes.
Revealing, like God and Father, backing back all the forces that will come against this community.
Yes.
Father God, we are praying to you as we dedicate this place, Lord God. We are asking you now that your presence will never leave this place, Lord, but it will be a permanent thing.
Yes,
Lord. Until we leave here,
yes, Lord,
it will be your house,
yes,
of prayer,
yes,
of worship.
Yes.
So when we come, Lord God,
yes, Lord,
you will be already here.
Hallelujah.
We pray for this community.
We do, Lord.
We pray, God, for every home in close proximity,
yes,
to this place, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father, because you are coming back and there are souls to be saved.
Yes.
And I pray, Father, as we dedicate this place, out of this place will flow the anointing of God,
yes,
to interrupt this community,
yes,
Lord God, that people will hear us singing,
yes,
will come to us.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We look to you.
Thank you, Lord.
You come into this world.
Yes.
You created it, you placed man here,
yes,
but the devil messed up man's heart,
yes,
but your blood prevailed.
Yes.
Jesus came at the second Adam,
yes,
to the fight and to the rescue,
yes,
you came. You rescue us, Lord,
yes,
and we might tell others of the goodness of God,
hallelujah,
and what you have done for us.
Hallelujah.
We dedicate this place to you.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, from the driveway out into the street,
yes,
into the community, Lord God. We dedicate,
yes,
the people. We,
yes,
dedicate all around us.
Yes.
And we pray that there will be a different atmosphere,
yes,
in this community because you bring us here.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dedicate ourselves,
yes,
to you.
Yes.
We pray that you will touch every one of us.
Yes, Lord.
You will anoint us afresh.
Yes, Father.
You will deliver us.
Yes.
You will heal us.
Hallelujah.
You will cleanse us.
Yes.
You will make us whole.
Yes.
That we might be best breakthroughs are coming for you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Revive us again, we pray.
Thank you.
Fill our hearts with your love.
Yes.
Cause your light to shine upon us, my God.
Yes, Lord.
We will know we are indeed the light of the world.
Yes.
And we are to shed your light wherever we go.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, Father, we just thank you for providing this film.
Yes.
And so now we leave it completely into your care, into your hands.
Yes.
That in this room, miracles will take place.
Yes.
Deliverance will take place.
Yes.
Souls will be saved.
Yes.
The cripple will walk.
Yes.
The dead will raise.
Yes.
For we dedicate it to you now.
Yes.
We call it a holy.
Yes, Lord.
As unto the Lord.
Lord, yes.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.